Well, it is a Monday afternoon. Let's check the commodity markets and the futures and how they traded for the day with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, on this 21st day of April. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, did you have a good Easter and a great weekend?
Boy, we did. The weather was unbelievable. Got to drive a little bit around the countryside and see a little bit of activity. So, in all, it was a good weekend. Did yourself?
You know, I had a really good weekend. Spent it with Dad, and I bet him because we were watching Bradley, my youngest son, play baseball in Lincoln on Saturday. And I drove home. I think that was about, 1:30 in the afternoon or so. We'd gone 10 miles, saw one tractor in the field, and I said, I bet we see 10 tractors in the 4 miles, in the next 4 miles to his house. We crossed over Interstate 55. He won the bet, but it was close. We saw 9. I got to tell you, though, Kurt, it was really helpful because we dropped down off the overpass there at Broadwell, and the Dowsons happened to have a field there, and there were three deers and three field cultivators, so thank you to them. I must admit, had I waited a bit, I bet I would have seen the two planters roll back in because they were planting the field by the time I left at fire about 4:30 that afternoon. So, and I knew there were two Gleasons in the field running tractors in that time frame too. But you know, nine tractors in 4 miles, that's not too bad. And I think there are, three or four planters in that process. But they're moving. They're moving. And it was pretty clear by our Twitter accounts too that they were moving over the weekend, not only in our part of the world, but parts of Iowa, Nebraska, a little bit of Missouri, I could tell. Things are just starting to ramp up pretty nicely, aren't they?
Yeah, we'll see what this afternoon's planting progress report shows, but for the most part, it's going to be a fast event. Ideas, ranging anywhere from 9 to 12% complete as a nation. With the forecast, if it cooperates this week, there's ideas we could be up to 30% by next weekend, and up to 40% by the end of the month. So we'll see what fares here. Next week's forecast is a little cooler and wetter, but you start getting out more than 4 or 5 days. It's a little bit more fine art trying to predict or have that come true. But guys are geared up. They can cover a lot of ground in a hurry. These planters are supposedly can go 10 mile an hour. Guys I've seen had them up to 12 miles an hour.
Well, they must not have had those planters. I don't think they're saying you buy that one yet.
a lot of stuff like that's going on. Good chunk's going to get in. Not everybody's going to get in a time and fashion. It's going to be strung out over time. It's just not going to happen overnight. So we'll continue to monitor the forecast and see what the trades perception of the forecast is.
And so we lost, 6 cents in nearby corn. Deferred was down 6 3/4, and they remain, I'm going to guess, pretty close to the same price here, 490 and 488 and a half, yeah. But really, it was kind of the beans that faltered today. They were down 15 cents in the lead and finished below 15 bucks. Any worries there?
Well, from a technical point of view, we're overbought. The momentum indicators have turned over here on the short-term scale. Cycle count-wise, we're due for a little pullback in here to fulfill some objectives there. Fundamentally, there's still talk of China and the Southern Hemisphere on where they are with their purchases. And also, too, we're seeing a little bit more concern about maybe these larger trading firms such as banks kind of backing out of the commodity trading in general. But for all these to come true here, we'll have to give it some time to see what really comes forward. When you look at the bean market particularly, we've had just a huge rally here over ever since January. We're up almost $3, and so it's healthy for the market to correct here and see what's underneath the market here for a few days.
Now, is that one related very much to what's happening in the wheat? Because the wheat took a hard dive today, down 23 cents.
Well, wheat took a little bit harder on the chin fundamentally. World wheat export business has slowed somewhat. We're seeing some moisture out west, not enough for a lot of producers to be happy at this point in time, but there is some moisture out west. Also, too, we're seeing a situation where Europe received some rain, Ukraine rain. China received some rain. So the world fundamentals on wheat has turned a little bit negative on just a little bit more of a world wheat forecast. The thinking on the wheat domestically here in the U.S., we'll see what this afternoon's crop conditions report shows. You know, there's still talk of some possible freeze damage, and that should start to show up. Last week's good to excellent category is around 34% good to excellent. So that might be the news item to watch here, those reports after 3 o'clock.
Any big items happening with the livestock? And I've been looking at those Ling Hog numbers.
Well, the futures are a little bit of a premium to where the cash is at this time. The futures might have gotten ahead of itself. Had a nice marketing meeting with Wade Nelson Thursday afternoon down there in Champaign. And,
is that what you're going to call that?
But it was educational. He's talked to a few pork guys, and there's several large pork operations that have some empty buildings due to the virus that took place this winter. And he's had an opportunity to talk to even some guys that run some rigs. It's, having a lot of free time to clean up their rigs after they do haul some hogs. So it kind of suggests that these numbers are going to get a little smaller here as we move along. Weekly kills are 4.6% below where we were a year ago. I wouldn't be surprised to see that number start increasing here as we move more into this May-June time window.
That must have been the marketing meeting that happened. Let's see, we did Commodity Week Thursday, and then did we have an extra Commodity Week then? Oh, and then you must have had a post-Commodity Week, post-post-show.
You were invited.
I know, I didn't make it. I needed to go to see Dad there in Elkhart.
Sure.
Hey, there's one other item, and for producers, because I've been doing this for, I've been making the trip from Elkhart, which is in Logan County near Springfield, over here to Champaign, and I can tell you that if my brothers were in the field. They were in the field last Thursday, I think, for the first time planting corn. It will be about 10 days from that point till producers really start to roll here. It's just kind of the way it normally works. And it has a lot to do with how quickly the soils dry out on the eastern side of the state of Illinois and when the rainfall comes. So we'll watch. Maybe that'll happen again this year. So there aren't as many rolling here, but they will be rolling really fast soon, I think.
A lot of the guys we talked to, their goal was to get going right after Easter here, so they're ready to go. It's just whether the weather cooperates in their area or not.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Take care, Todd.
Yep. Bye-bye. That is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. It does come to you from Illinois Public Media.